A 360-degree view on sports.
On the phone line with us at this juncture is La Liga Africa MD Marcos Pellegrin, who joins us to talk to us about the El Clasico, as a whole, and also the watch party that La Liga Africa will be hosting in Pretoria at Loftus Stadium. And I have, just to let you know, brushed up on my English and Italian and Spanish, because, we spoke about it a little bit earlier. Yeah. So we'll get into that in just a bit. But for now, though, Mr. Pellegrin, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Hope you well. Thank you very much for inviting me.
We are fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Maybe before we get too far, for the sake of the stuff I've prepared here, are you Italian or Spanish?
Spanish.
You're Spanish.
Oh, so right. Yeah. Because we looked at like your name and surname, obviously you being the La Liga MD for Africa, La Liga Spanish. So, but we looked at Pellegrini and we thought, oh, maybe like he does have some Italian influence.
Maybe, but nothing that my family can recall at that, but I'm soon in the past.
All right, so
we've been in Spain for a long time.
Oh, I see. So let's maybe start with the El Clasico watch party before we talk about everything this game is and what it means to La Liga. Tell us a bit about the watch party out in Pretoria, Loftus Stadium, and why that particular venue was chosen.
Well, we want to activate every single time, and at the end, the most important thing is to bring La Liga and Dubai closer to the fans. So definitely, El Clasico is you cannot miss opportunity for us with our fans. So last time I was in Johannesburg, we also activated El Clasico in Cape Town. And this time we felt that it was the right time to go to Pretoria. It's going to be at the East Boots. Kickoff is at 9 p.m., but we'll be there from 7:30 for everyone to join us and have fun and party about El Clasico.
You're very right. And I remember the one that you're talking about. I think it was in Santon. And it was honestly a great, great day because you'd get in there, you'd get like your batting slips and all of those things where you can place your bet on who's going to win and how do you think that the game will unfold. But also the interaction with everyone being there. But now we do know that we are living in a pandemic. So how are the measures going to be in place and make sure that the fan or the people that are going to make their way to the watch party are safe, but also get the whole experience?
The team has been working on a very strict COVID-19 protocol. The venue also has all the measures in place. It's very ventilated, etc. So at the end, we need to put the fund first. And we decided to go ahead because we're very confident that the venue and what we work at is safe for the fans that will attend the watch party.
I mean, let's talk about the game in and of itself. The El Clasico is arguably, and I don't even think you would find someone who could argue it, the biggest game in La Liga and one of the biggest games in world football. It still maintains its allure and everything, its glamour and its beauty, even today. Tell us about this fixture and what's made it so great in recent years.
Well, living Clasico for almost 90 years. Every single year, more than 600 million people gather around their TVs to watch what's going to happen. Every single time, there's tension, there's passion, and there's wonderful football. And this year, especially, they are so close for a race title, along with Atletico Madrid, that maybe the winner this Saturday is going to be the one that is going to take the trophy home.
Now we need to talk about the stars, the players, because with every El Clasico game, form goes out of the window. But also, we get to see a different style of play from both teams. Let's talk about the all-time stars of El Clasico. I think Lionel Messi, hands down, is on that list. I don't know if Cristiano Ronaldo should be on that list, considering that he is no longer there. But you look at the impact he did have when he was playing for Real Madrid.
Lionel Messi, I think it's undoubtedly one of the best in history, but Real Madrid is playing very well. I think it's a 12-match run unbeaten. Benzema and how he's playing is amazing. Vinicius Junior, the other day, he did a wonderful game against Liverpool. Courtois, Sergio Ramos, which we still don't know if he will be able to play. in both sides, there's plenty of stars. Barcelona, Dembele, Griezmann, in every almost every position, and almost every player that's going to step up on the field is a wonderful player, world class.
I mean, yeah, this is certainly a big game, a big occasion. Just tell us what it means ultimately to La Liga when this game comes around. I know, you know, this is the game that kind of stops the world. We all have an opinion. Homes are divided across the world. What does this game mean to La Liga?
Well, as you said, this is the biggest clash in the world, and we need to make sure that everyone is able to enjoy it and to watch it internationally and also locally, because we want to deliver the best product and the best football for everyone.
Now, we need to go back to talking about the watch party, and for our listeners who are listening in on this interview, you know, how does one earn his or her own ticket to the Loftus Stadium for this watch party?
Well, I invite everyone to go onto our Facebook page. Then they will see a link at Eventbrite where they can register for the watch party on Saturday. It's kickoff at 9 p.m. but I will be there from 7:30, and I invite them to do it very quickly because we're running out of tickets.
So is it the Facebook page for El Clasico or the Facebook page for La Liga Africa?
The Facebook page for La Liga.
Or the Facebook page for La Liga Tanaga?
Mr. Pellegrin, are you allowed to tell us who you're rooting for come El Clasico, or do you have to be impartial?
I might be switching side, but I don't have any preference, to be honest.
Yeah.
My heart does not belong to any of those two. I hope to have a wonderful match with lots of goals.
No, but now we have to wonder in terms of which part of Spain did you grow up in? Because then it will almost, you know, tell us which team you grew up supporting.
I was born in Zaragoza.
Oh, there is a team actually called Real. I am right? Real Zaragoza. If I'm mistaken.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, okay.
Sheesh. I guess, Mr. Pellegrin, you won't be winning La Ligas anytime soon with Real Zaragoza.
But yeah.
I suppose you got to be loyal to the team that you, the place in which you were born, and the team that you support. Let me say this before we let you go, Mr. Pellegrin. I picked up some Spanish in preparation for this interview. So I'm going to do my best to say what I've been
saying.
So, Tanaka,
I'm going to give you three options. Before you go, you're either going to get like an air horn, and that is if you're extremely good.
Okay.
If you're okay, you'll get like a round of applause. If not, you're going to get like a wrong answer buzzer.
Okay, who determines that? You?
I do. No, Mr. Pellegrini will, because, I mean, he's Spanish, sorry.
Okay, yeah, you're not Spanish, so you don't really know. So I learned some Spanish in preparation for this interview, Mr. Pellegrin. And here we go. Puedo tener un boleto. So you got it.
Okay, so if he's laughing, then it means maybe he got it.
I did to you. He's not bad at all. She did quite good.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So what exactly did he say?
Can I get a ticket?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Everyone, thank you so much. I won't lie. I have to tell you the truth. It's I attribute all of that to that show that we're watching out of Spain. What is that show?
Money Heist. With the professor.
Yes. It's made me quite proficient in Spanish. I will wait for your answer, I suppose, later. You don't have to answer me now. That's fine. But thank you so much for coming on, Mr. Pellegrin. It's honestly a pleasure to talk to you. And La Liga has been doing so much good work in South Africa and across Africa, really, in terms of inspiring. And I know you guys are also close to a lot of the local leagues that happen here as well, and the developmental structures. Maybe before we let you go, you can tell us what else we can look forward to by way of La Liga South in Africa and what the future holds.
Well, next Wednesday, we will be giving a big announcement in the sports breaks area. I cannot disclose anything else, but I think it's going to be big. No one else is doing that as an international property, and we're very excited about. And obviously, a lot of events, activations, and bringing a lot of joy and fun. And thank you very much to you too. I invite everyone to come to the East Woods on Saturday, and also to our La Liga exhibition store at Fourways Mall, which is on a regular basis.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pellegrini. We're wishing you a blessed day forward.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.